Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior, my Lord, and just wanted to say a few words about Exodus 25. This morning we were talking about the sanctuary, and right after we got off that meeting, I got to spend time in what I consider my sanctuary, or you know, the Bible talks about having a closet or, you know, a space where we can definitely sense the presence of the Lord. And like I said, you know, I really do feel the presence of the Lord when I am doing my Bible immersion, when I'm at my desk and I'm really thinking and writing and praying about the things. And then that makes my prayer life even more acute. And so when I'm down in my little prayer closet, or which is, for me, is in the laundry room, on my treadmill, and I'm talking to the Lord and just pouring out my heart to the Lord, then I really can sense that He is calling me apart. He's calling me to be apart, to be with Him. And I think He's calling all Christians to be that way. And many have gotten away from listening to Him. And if they are not listening to Him, then it is a definite given that they are listening to the other, you know, the other voices, which is the voice of the evil one. And that was one thing. So the sanctuary, again, came back to my heart. But I was thinking, too, about the specifications of the Lord. He's very, very specific in what He needs. And I can choose, though, to ignore what He asked me to do. It was pointed out this morning, you know, these this ark and the way they were supposed to carry it, all of these things were very, very specific. And twice you know, it was brought out today even, that with Aaron and his sons, how Aaron's sons came and offered unauthorized fire, and then the time when David was trying to move the ark to you know, a better place, or what he thought was a better place, and the men did not follow the rules of, you know, using those poles that they're talking about in this writing. And so God is very, very specific. And He wants me to obey, even when I don't completely understand why that obedience is necessary. And the only thing that I really need to know in terms of obedience is that He is good. Like the song says, He is good all the time. He is good. You know, God is good. And when I start thinking otherwise, I can believe that that's the influence of the evil one. He always works on lying, and if He can get me to consider the lie, then He can get me distracted, and if I'm distracted, then I can be led astray, which I don't want to have to keep doing. But I'm so grateful for the Lord being so available to me because of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus, I can come to the Lord. I can come right to the Lord and ask Him, you know, for the things that I need, to ask for the forgiveness that I need. And that I am so grateful for. I'm grateful that I was born at such a time as this, that I was not in Old Testament times, but I'm in the New Covenant. And that I'm very grateful to know Jesus.